Please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
Johnny, what's the difference between us and them?
Because we live here.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Welcome back to the New Adventures of the Mountain Pass podcast. This is your host, TJ Martinell, coming to you from my war room in my Fortress Americana in the heart of Cascadia. The date is June 20th, 2022. Another 15 days flat in the curve here in the People's Republic of Cascadia. And this is the Crypto Bro episode. For those of you who have been paying attention, the cryptocurrencies have taken a huge hit in the past couple days, along with pretty much everything else. I'm looking up the stats right now. I had it queued up. So, as of right now, Bitcoin is worth $20,350.60. And let's say I'm looking at the 6 month marker. So back in December, it was December 20th. So 6 months ago, it was worth $46,915.80. This is according to the Googles. So we'll just assume. I don't think anybody's going to contest the fact that it's only worth $20,000. The other day, I think it was this weekend, it went down to $17,000 briefly. And then there's Ethereum, which is also another cryptocurrency. It is down to $1,114.08. And 6 months ago. Now, here's the interesting thing about this one. And you're probably wondering, what's the point of my discussion on this? I'm going to get to the point. I'm just queuing you up. It's actually it's not a whole lot lower than what it was. But if you'd bought in November of last year, Ethereum was $4,616.89. Okay. So like with the Dow Jones and pretty much everything else, the price of these cryptocurrencies, the value, I don't want to say price, the value, because they're claiming to be a currency, the value has dropped substantially. And I thought that this would be a good opportunity to make fun of the crypto bros, because here's the thing. We're gonna lay this out in a way that there's gonna be no misunderstanding, because the reason why I say that is you would think that rational people would be able to have a intellectual and reasonable and logical discussion, a well thought out, nuanced, subtle discussion about the finer points of economics and cryptocurrencies. But what you have, it's like with everything in life, you have something and then you have the fanatics that treat it like some sort of like golden idol of some kind, or it's the silver bullet, it's the solution. And to be fair, we're going to be making fun of gold bugs as well. Because this is not, it's not so much about the my bitcoins. It's not about the crypto bros. This is more about being a dork for a certain commodity. Like, there's one thing, it's different to be geeking out about something. It's different to be a complete dork where you're simping for it on social media. Because I occasionally just point out some really not debatable stuff about Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin isn't tied to anything. I mean, it's funny how the Bitcoin bros will always talk about how, you know, the US dollar isn't tied to anything. It's a fiat currency that we used to have the gold standard and we used to have the silver standard. But it's no longer tied to anything. It just happens to be the world's reserve currency. Which I point out, well, yeah, the same thing with Bitcoin. Bitcoin has no ties to anything. And what we're really getting at, there's a lot going on, but I think what really is what happened is, this is my gut instinct, and I think this is the same thing with the gold bugs. Is what you have is someone who bought in when the price was low, and then suddenly the value went up. Sorry, we want to say value, so we're fully understanding the concept. They bought something when it was low value and it is now high value. And it makes them feel good about themselves because they've convinced themselves that they bought in and they made the right choice because they were smart. I are smart. Right. sort of like a Wall Street investor or some sort of a trader who just happened to buy the right stock and it just exploded. And so they've now wrapped their identity around this commodity. I know somebody who bought gold when it was like at $700. This was years ago. And it's now at $1,800. But they haven't tied their ego to gold. They're not saying they're simping for gold. They bought some gold coins and that's pretty much, they just thought it would be cool to have some gold. And then it went from $700 to at one point $2,000. And one of the things, it was like with so many things in life, the reason I've always been reluctant to get into some stuff is just because of the bros, the fanboys, the fanatics, the evangelicals of the movements are always the most insufferable. It's kind of like with I've never smoked marijuana. I've never been tempted to do it because I think it smells like a toxic waste dump. But on top of that, the people who were always pushing it were just insufferably annoying. You know, if you didn't want to smoke weed, it was because you believed a bunch of propaganda from the federal government and you'd watched some movie called Reefer Madness that nobody's actually seen. And you believe that it's going to give you cancer and it's going to have your hair fall off and you're going to go insane. No, I just don't want to smoke weed and you're annoying the living hell out of me. I want to punch you in the face. It's kind of the same thing with the Bitcoin guys. You know, they've developed their identity or their ego or their emotion, whatever word we want to use to describe it. They're obsessed with this stuff and you can't criticize it in any way. Like I've pointed out, Bitcoin is not really a currency. Does anybody really, I'd be curious to know, and we could look up the data, but let's just look at the value of Bitcoin. You know, back in November of 2021, it went up to $67,000. So if you'd held on to it until now, that same Bitcoin is worth $20,000. Okay, that is not a stable enough value to act as a currency. I would never use Bitcoin to buy something. I would never sell something with Bitcoin because you have no idea what direction the price is going to go. So there's some people who are out there saying, oh, now is the time to buy Bitcoin and all that kind of stuff. And this is just my opportunity to point out that there's a couple of things that I've learned about it. I'm not an investor. I'm not giving investing advice. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm just pointing out things that I've learned along the way. One, I don't ever take advice from someone about investing in something that bought in at the low point, where the value of it is sitting higher than what they paid for it. Because for them, of course you want to buy, because I bought and the value went up. But if you actually look at the value of Bitcoin, its price skyrocketed, the value skyrocketed starting in late 2020. So essentially, if you bought into Bitcoin prior to a certain date, you really are not going to lose. Like, let's say you bought Bitcoin in the beginning of, when it bottomed out in March of 2020, when it was $5,165.25. You guys, you can't lose. Even now that it's bottomed out, it's still worth four times what you paid for. So I'm not going to listen to a guy who bought Bitcoin prior to a certain date about whether you should buy Bitcoin. Because he's looking at it from his perspective. He bought Bitcoin when it was really low, and now the price has exploded, and he identifies buying into Bitcoin with putting a little bit of money in and getting a lot in return. So he associates this with like a good luck charm. And these are the same people who are, I think that we'll get into the gold bugs in a second. what it is, it's people who think that they are smarter than the average person, and the average person's holding on to their U.S. dollars that are losing value because of inflation. Who would have thought printing up money printer go burr in 2020 would cause inflation? I guess you can be a Federal Reserve chairman and not understand that concept. But they think that, oh, the dollar's going to crash and I'm going to be safe with my Bitcoin because the value of Bitcoin is going to go up. No, your value of your Bitcoin just dropped and people will say, well, it's going to go up. So here's the question I'd love to ask, or I'd like to hear from the Bitcoin bros. Why is the price of Bitcoin at $20,000 now as opposed to $67,000 in November? What caused that value to decrease? Did the money printer go burr with the Bitcoin? Did we do quantitative easing with the Bitcoin? Like, what causes that? See, at least with the dollar, we know why the dollar's value is going down. Because money printing went burr in 2020. Like, more than half of our entire monetary supply was printed in 2020. So we know why the value of the dollar, and we know why the dollar, the value has gone down consistently since 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created, because they removed it from its connection to the gold so that they could increase the supply. You increase the supply of something, the value of it, of each unit goes down. This is not difficult to understand if you are above, well, one, if you're not a complete, I think people understand this, they just don't want to understand it. But and why did Ethereum, there may be actual answers to this. How many of these crypto bros actually understand this stuff? And they can talk about the benefits of the Bitcoin and the cryptos and how you can do stuff anonymously and it's secure and it's all these different advantages of that stuff. I'm not denying that that stuff isn't the case. I'm saying that if, let's say, you bought Bitcoin in any point after, let's say, I'm looking at the stats here, my stats. Like after December of 2020, if you bought into Bitcoin, you are either at a net value, like you have not gained any value off the Bitcoin. With Ethereum, it's a little bit different. But this is where I'm going to go after the gold bugs for a second. Okay, you gold bugs have been saying for years that any day now, the government, the US dollar is going to collapse and my gold's going to go skyrocket and it's totally undervalued and all this other and all this other stuff I've been hearing for years because I follow the gold people and they're preaching the gospel of my gold. And meanwhile, the price of gold has really just gone up and down, and it really hasn't moved a whole lot. In terms of, it's gone, it used to be really low, and then after 2020 went up, but so did Bitcoin. Like, there's not a lot of rationality to the markets. And of course, the gold bugs are going to say, well, we're an actual tangible asset. Really, you own your gold, or is it in a certificate? Because if you don't have that gold in your safe or buried underneath your house, or in a bag wrapped around your neck, you do not own the gold. You own a piece of paper that says that you have ownership of gold. But they entertain the same apocalyptic fantasy of the dollar collapsing, and then my gold's going to be worth it, and I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to be one of those few chosenites. Yeah, the chosenite syndrome. I'm going to be my chosenite who invested in the right commodity, and now we're going to rule the world. I don't think they explicitly think that or entertain that, but there's definitely this sense of, you know, we're the few, we're the elite, we're the ones who are smart enough to do this when nobody else was thinking about it, and all that other kind of stuff. And it's just funny to watch because I don't have this impression about gold. I don't have this impression about silver. I'm more of not an advocate, but I'm more of just, if someone were to say about investing in a precious metal, I'd say, aside from ammunition, which never loses value. I mean, if we're going to talk about a precious metal, let's talk about ammunition. If you doubt me, go find a box of ammo that was bought back in 1980 and see how cheap it was. Or I'd say copper. Like, copper is a great precious metal because it's valuable enough to where people are stealing it. But what the thing that really annoys me is where people instantly get defensive whenever you make a basic observation about either it's gold or silver, but in this case, it's crypto. It was like with the Dogecoin, you know, there's been the guy who created that, and then Elon Musk has been big into Dogecoin. And the same thing with Bitcoin, I'd say, yeah, when Elon Musk can lower the price of the value, I keep saying price, when he can lower the value of a cryptocurrency by tweeting something negative about it, guys, sorry, I'm not going to take it seriously. I'm not saying you shouldn't own it. I'm not saying you should buy it. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making fun of people who think it's a silver bullet. I'm making fun of people who think it's the greatest thing in the world since frozen pizza. I'm making fun of people who simp for it the same way gold bugs simp for gold, and the same way people simp for other types of commodities where they think that this is going to be the solution to every single problem in their life, and that when everything collapses, this is going to be the only thing that's going to have a depository of wealth, and that's just going to make them so much of a smarter boy than everybody else. I'm making fun of more of a personality types. You know, I know some people who own Bitcoin and other cryptos, and they do it more of just as a thing to do, but they're not obsessed with it, and they're not instantly going to react and lash out if anybody says, yeah, I really don't like Bitcoin. You know, you can't make any criticisms of it. You can't point out any ways that it might be improved upon. And this is the part where I'm going to put on a quasi-Alex Jones cap. Not a tinfoil hat. We're not quite at that level yet. But let me ask you a question, dear listeners. Because people have told me that one of the gospel messages of the Bitcoin bros is that it's a way to evade or basically preserve wealth from by transferring it from dollars to Bitcoin. So the federal government, you know, can't do stuff with it. Can't tax it and do awesome. Well, one, they're going to start cracking down on that as the IRS has been doing. But here's the other thing. You really think the federal government is not doing anything at all regarding Bitcoin? I'm not saying that they're behind it. I'm saying you don't think that the federal government has any financial interests in owning or controlling their own Bitcoin? You don't think that the federal government, do you think the federal government owns no Bitcoin? Or that it can't in some way, shape, or form manipulate? This is the part where somebody can be a really smart boy and explain all the different stuff about Bitcoin. And I would just argue that, okay, you don't think that the federal government is looking at this. Like if the price of Bitcoin went up to $200,000, you don't think that the federal government's going to start cracking down on people who have been able to keep or make a ton of wealth through this cryptocurrency, and it's not going to play out on their tax returns. They're not going to make it a felon. They're not, you don't think that they're going to, my federal government's going to get its monies. It's going to happen one way or another. You know, when they got off the gold standard in the 30s, they confiscated all privately owned gold. I'm sure that we have people to do this. I'm sure one of the ABC agencies, rather than actually enforcing laws and defending liberty, which is not their purpose anyways, but I'm pretty sure at least one of them is looking into this, and they probably have smart, they also have smart boys who can figure this stuff out. You know, and it's the cute smugness. This is like talking to a guy who bought gold when it was, you know, really, really cheap, or they bought silver. You know, somebody who, if you look at the price of gold and silver, because I was closely following this stuff in 2020 when just everything bottomed out. And I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting to see what happened. And I watched as gold and silver bottomed out. And I watched as Bitcoin didn't bottom out, but just their price dropped, the value dropped precipitously, as did all the stocks. And then they immediately went back up and then climbed up higher. But it's like talking to a silver gold guy that bought at the low, and now they're sitting high and mighty in the position that they're at now, and they're preaching the gospel of buying gold and silver. Well, dude, investment is all a matter of timing. telling someone to buy, because people were telling me to buy crypto in December, and I was like, you know what, I'd rather put that money in something else. And because here's the issue, guys, what if you need to liquidate? I mean, this is the downside to it's a volatile investment. I don't consider Bitcoin to be a currency because I just don't think it's used for money. I think it's a speculative investment is what I see it as. You know, crypto investment is what I would more appropriately and more accurately describe that as, because how often are they used as a means of exchange of goods and services? Because think, if you were paying for a service or a product with Bitcoin when Bitcoin was worth $67,000 and now it's worth $20,000. I mean, you understand the anxiety that would cause someone in the indecisiveness of people to use something. I mean, I get that the dollar is losing value. I'm not advocating for my dollar. I'm just pointing out that unlike crypto, it is a legal tender and people are legally obligated to accept it. You know, when you go to pay your mortgage, if you have a mortgage, or you go to pay your bills, they can't say, we don't accept US dollars. They can, however, say legally, we don't accept Bitcoin. We don't consider that a way of paying your bills. And I'm not sure how many people actually use it as that. And let's say, I'll throw another example. Let's say that there was a bank that said, yes, you could pay your mortgage, your monthly mortgage with Bitcoin. How would it affect your decision to use Bitcoin, or who would benefit if the price one day is $20,000? And let's say, so let's look at the number it is. Okay. I'm just looking at the days. So in June, the beginning of June this month, June 3rd, Bitcoin was worth $29,843. All right, $9,500 difference. I mean, it would cause indecisive. How many people are going to pay their mortgage with something that's, as opposed to when it was worth $67,000? All I'm doing here is just pointing out what I feel like is being missed by people who are just, they're treating it like they're just simping. The same way gold bugs simp for gold, and the same way men simp for women, where they idealize something and they see it as the solution to the problem. When everything else falls apart, I'll have my Bitcoin. I'll have my silver. And frankly, it's the same thing with guys with guns. I mean, I've written about the right to keep and bear arms for years, but good Lord, some of these guys, it's like their guns are their whoopee blanket. You know, they have all these guns and they have all this stuff. And it's not the fact that they have guns. It's just their attitude is, with these, I am safe. As opposed to, no, dude, if my federal government wants your guns, my federal government's going to get your guns. Right. If you think that you're not going to get Ruby, if you think that you are incapable of being Ruby Ridged, just make sure you don't live next to me. You know, if you want to own guns for self-defense, that's fine. But you don't need to have all these different accessories. I'm not saying you shouldn't buy them. It's a question of like, what is the mindset here? And your ability to deal with other people saying, they're not attacking you. They're just saying, I don't fully understand why you have all this stuff. It's not my business and I'm not judging you. I just don't understand, right? The same way I don't fully understand a lot of like what people own. You know, there's certain commodities I know that people invest in, and they're big proponents of it, and it's interesting. They also don't take it personally when I just am not interested or I don't share their viewpoint on this. But woe to those who criticize crypto when there's a crypto bro present. guys, there's no silver bullet. There's no one thing that's going to fix life problems. And I could be wrong, but I don't see the U.S. dollar going anywhere. Because for all of its problems, it's still the world's reserve currency. Now, that could change. They could come up with another type of dollar that another type of currency unit. That's possible. This is the part where people really need to, and you're smart listeners, so you probably know what I'm talking about. I'm not anticipating or expecting. I'm just saying this is what I'm observing, and I fully start from the premise that I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, and it's completely, it's like people who thought that Ukraine was going to just kick Russia's ass in this current conflict, and now they're realizing it's not actually happening, right? I'm not projecting what I want to have happen as what I think is going to happen. So if what I think doesn't happen, my ego is not going to be crushed. I'm not going to have some sort of existential crisis. My perception of reality is not going to be destroyed. I think I've beaten up on the crypto bros enough, so hope you enjoyed that episode of this New Adventures of the Mountain Pass podcast. This is your host, TJ Martinell, coming to you from my war room in my Fortress Americana in the heart of Cascadia. Signing off.